Good evening, everyone, on this very sultry night, which is more characteristic of June and July than, well, nearly the end of September. I can't believe we've gone back to this again, but unfortunately it's not going to last. Well, I don't like the nights like this. And I'm going to keep this very short because due to my lack of internet the past few weeks, because the idiots next door dug up our cable and Virgin cannot come and put it back for another, well, it's 5 days now, but it's been more than 2 weeks. I'm trying not to use too much mobile data, so I haven't really been listening to a lot of audio booze, but I have listened to the ones about Virgin. I will get round to listening to them, but not till I've got my network Wi-Fi back. Before I go any further, excuse it, the fan, if it's interfering with the microphone, but I'm actually dialysing at the moment, so I can't really move. I've tried to put something in there to shield it a bit, so I don't know if it's going to work, but I actually quite like the Virgin announcements. I like the four-called thing. I really like that. I suppose if you hear it constantly, it might become a bit annoying like anything, but I actually like it. What I really hate is on the southeastern trains and some of the southern ones, bing bong, I absolutely hate that. It's really too loud. Now, if that is the four-called Virgin one is as loud as that, then when you're actually on the train, then I suppose they ought to turn it down a bit. There were complaints about the southeastern bing bong. I remember a few years ago on the radio they featured articles about it. People were complaining it's too loud, it's very intrusive, and the announcements are loud. They are. I think they are too loud. But then there are times when you can't hear what's being said, so we can't really win, I suppose. But I really actually hate this southeastern bing bong. I can't stand it. I'd rather at that four called anyway. It's any day. It's not so offensive to my ears. I actually quite like it. I also thought the two announcement was quite good. I think it just breaks. It gives a bit of variety. But what I think was really stupid was the bit where they said, this train is the train to London Euston calling at Coventry Rugby. And you're like sitting there going, and where? What? I mean, what they should have said is either, this is the train to London Euston calling at Coventry and Rugby. That's fine. Or Coventry Rugby and terminating at London Euston. Or this is the train, I don't know. What they could have said is, this is the 722 or whatever it was. This is the 1922 to London Euston calling at Coventry and Rugby. That's all they need to say. They don't need to say Coventry Rugby. You're like, and it just sounds really stupid. I've never heard anything on a train sound as silly as that, to be honest, because it just sounds totally unfinished. Anyway, I think I could live with those announcements if they polished them up a bit. Whoever designed them needs to reword them, I think, and maybe they need to be toned down slightly, but I think they're quite good. They're better than none, because we've either got bing bong on southeastern or nothing. On a lot of the trains that I travel on the line here, they haven't got any announcements at all. And you know, one of the lines I travel on when I go up to King's College Hospital is the Catford Loop line from St Mary Cray, and it stops at, well, I'll list you the stations and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Bickley, Bromley South, Shortlands, Ravensbourne, Beckenham Hill, Bellingham, Catford, Crofton Park, Nunhead, Peckham Rye, Denmark Hill. That's where I get off. Now, it's like being on the tube, because each station, apart from mine, which is further out, you know, coming the other way, if you're sort of drifting off, you know when you're getting to from between Bickley and my stop, because there's a bigger gap and the train really picks up speed because it goes through a big wood belt of woods. So it, you know, there's no signals or anything like that, and it just picks up speed. But going the other way, you know, if I'm listening to music or whatever and I just get distracted from counting, you could really go past your stop, because you end up listening out for the station announcements, and depending where you get on the train, you actually sometimes they're right down the other end of the platform, so you can't even hear them. And of course, they don't always have them either. So I really think our trains should have the automatic ones. So I wouldn't really want to complain about them, whatever they're like, even the bing bongs, because at least they give you the information that for a blind person is, well, essential. I mean, I don't use any GPS apps, so I just go on memory, basically, and just counting the stops, which when I go up there is a bit of a pain. There are other clues I can use, like my stop is one side, the next three stops open on the same side, and then all the others open on the other side, except Nunhead, which is two stops before Denmark Hill. And this is how complicated it gets. Two stops before Denmark Hill, if the train door opens the side I got on, then I know that the next stop is Peckham Rye, put my teeth in, and then Denmark Hill. But, you know, sometimes nobody gets on that side or nobody gets on that door. So, again, I really would appreciate the announcements. And, you know, it's the same going down the other way, which if I want to go down to Sevenoaks, which I've done occasionally, I don't know the routine. I don't do it regularly enough to know which side the doors open or whatever. And there's just not quite as many stops, but there's quite a few, including the famous Bat and Ball, which is probably one of the weirdest names for a station you could ever get. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Any announcements are better than none, and I didn't think they were too bad. I liked the called. I thought the way they left everything hanging was really stupid, and I liked the two announcements. But if it's too loud when you're actually in the carriage, then they could turn it down a bit. But the other thing which I didn't like was when the man actually spoke live, as it were, there was some awful like whistling noise in the background, which would play havoc with my ears. I don't like that kind of thing. Anyway, I hope you all have a good weekend, and bye for now.